It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream
by taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Love that. Can't stop believing, and you definitely have to take action now, don't you, Dan?
Take action now.
All right. Well, we're going to do just that. We're going to take action now. Welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. We've got guest Josh Linkner, CEO, managing partner at Detroit Venture Partners. He's financing a bunch of companies here in the region, and I'm sure learning a lot, Josh, right? Man, you must be exposed to some incredible leading-edge stuff.
I'll tell you what, we have a front row seat to some incredible cutting-edge technology. And, you know, we're talking a lot about financing, but one other, I think, important aspect of the entrepreneurial journey is what type of thing to pursue. One of the things that I see a lot, unfortunately, are these me-too type companies. So someone says, oh, I'm going to do just what the competitor's doing, but with a teeny, teeny little twist. And I'll tell you what, the world is too competitive to be a me-too company. What I always recommend companies and entrepreneurs do is think about how they can create a 10x advantage. In other words, how can your dry cleaner be 10 times better than the one down the street? How can your software company be 10 times better than the competitor? And even if you don't reach that goal, it gets you thinking in a way that you can drive profound differentiation and do something meaningful rather than a copycat type solution.
Well, I think that's interesting, but Josh, I'm going to give you a little pushback here and challenge you on that. I think, you mentioned if you're going to go into dry cleaning, now that's a highly competitive, maybe some would say commodity-oriented business. I mean, but you just said if you do it better, right? I mean, so you can take you don't have to innovate in a brand new business model, do you?
No, absolutely not. You know, that's the neat thing about it is we can innovate on a lot of different areas. It's not only the product itself. Maybe it's the experience. Maybe it's the way that the paying mechanic. So let's use our fun dry cleaner example. Maybe you have a dry cleaner that's all you can dry clean, and it's on a monthly subscription basis. Maybe when you go in there, instead of it looking and smelling like every other dry cleaner, it's like the inside of a Starbucks, and you can get a fresh brewed espresso, and they have rock music playing. So I think that there's lots of places to innovate, and I just encourage entrepreneurs to let their imagination really go for it, because otherwise you have to spend so much in marketing, and you're always fighting the battle with your competitors. I always try to encourage people to say, how can they become a category of one? How can it be all the other dry cleaners and then you?
Josh, this is Dan. Larry Page talks about this when he talks about taking moonshots. Yeah, right now people are looking at this next year. They're thinking about how they can get 10% better. But when you can get 10 times better, you compete with no one. When you try and get 10% better, you're competing with everyone. So I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, well said. And again, it forces you to brainstorm at the extremes, you know, not just jump to the obvious solutions, but to find some really new things with your imagination, and often those become the difference maker in success.
All right, great. And we've also got Rich Sloan on the line with us. Rich, still on with us at Startup Nation Radio?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on, and I'm riveted, and I love everything that you're saying. You know, I think, Josh, there's no question that you need to think boldly, you need to think differently, and you need to be different in order to attract your own slice of the opportunity pie. Having said that, I think that, you know, you absolutely speak from, in part, a venture capital perspective. Mm-hmm. And when we started the show, we said you can start a restaurant, but that may not be a venture capital type play. You got to be a great restaurant and have your own angle so that you draw your own customer base. But there are thousands of restaurants. So I just want to give encouragement for people who may have an idea that's a variation on others that are out there. There absolutely is opportunity for that kind of startup if executed well and distinguished.
Well, and I'll even go further than that. You can actually, you know, if you happen to be, let's say I'm in one town and I see a business there that I may not have known about or that may not exist in the town where I'm from, there's nothing wrong with taking a tried and true business model and, you know, learning how to execute it really, really well and just going for that.
The Swedes have made an art form out of that by taking common design and making it better and reinventing it for the common public.
Well, the consummate example of what you guys are describing is a franchise. A franchise is not about innovating, it's about replicating.
And there you go. Great comment, Rich.
Really, really successful franchises. However, I think when Josh speaks about, you know, doing something really bold and really distinctive, those are the kinds of businesses, unlike a franchise, where you can have 10x kind of value creation, you know, change the world and change your life.
Those are the kind of businesses like Uber, Instagram, Dropbox. They're billion-dollar businesses. And the thing that struck me recently was, did you know that Instagram went public for $1 billion with only 13 employees? That's the kind of exponential thinking that can happen.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Those are big-time dreams. Josh, How unusual is it for a story like that to happen? I mean, I know you guys are looking for those kinds of deals. They're hard to find, aren't they? I mean, so for those of us, and the reason I really bring that up to put it in context, not everyone needs to think about creating a billion-dollar company in a year in order to realize your goals. I mean, it's wonderful. It's exciting. Sure. It's incredible. But, Josh, those deals are hard to find, aren't they?
Well, you're exactly right. And I want to make it clear to the listeners that you don't need to be the next Uber to be successful.
Exactly.
Even if you're doing something in a much more modest way, to me it's a combination of things. If you have a vision, and your vision could be gigantic or more modest, that's no problem. But you have a clear vision of what you want, you go after it with absolute focus, discipline, and commitment, and you have the perseverance to slug it out when things get tough. You have the opportunity to really create something special for you and your family, whether it's the next Uber or whether it's something that is, you know, a great landscaping business that provides great jobs for people in the area and a nice lifestyle for your family.
It's
all about going for it.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter the scale.
It might be that. It might be selling your crafts on Etsy. It might be selling stuff on eBay,
that's
whatever
right.
It may be. That stuff's all great. We've met some eBay millionaires through Startup Nation. You know, it's amazing. So lots of opportunity out there. All right. One of the things that we're going to bring to Startup Nation regularly is our producer, our very own producer, Thane Richard, who puts this show together for us and helps us stay on track. Boy, that's a job. I'll tell you what, that's a job. Anyway, Thane is actually in studio with us. He's going to be doing a feature called On the Street with Thane Richard. He's going to take us out of the studio and take us to some entrepreneurial stories, whether successful or maybe struggling or whatever it may be, but try to really bring some value by example. And Thane, first of all, Welcome to this side of the glass, Thane. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, it's good to actually be in the studio instead of just watching through the glass.
Great to have you. So you went to the street and you found an interesting story. You captured it for us. You're going to play us some audio here of a little interview you did, and this happens to be tee it up for us. This company is what?
Well, first of all, I'll say I've traveled around the world a lot. I spent a good part of this year in Far East Asia. I lived in India for 2 years. So I've had the opportunity to see a lot of really interesting in-the-trenches entrepreneurship and people really making the most of their environment and using resources to multiply them 10x, 50x, 100x. So for this first segment on the street, I went into the heart of Detroit, right next to Grand Circus Park, right on Woodward downtown, and found actually a DVP portfolio company that is just doing some really turned around.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
We got the guy who pulled the trigger on that investment on air right now.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they took this really great building that was falling apart and turned it into a co-working and education space that's really sort of a hallmark landmark destination in Detroit, anchoring sort of the entrepreneurship, a lot of like what Josh is doing with DVP and the Madison building. They're actually right next to each other.
All right, let's hear that interview and then we'll have some comment afterward.
In the heart of downtown Detroit stands Broderick Tower. When it was built in 1928, it was the second tallest building in Michigan. But up until over a year ago, it was mostly broken windows and a rusted facade. Today, it is one of the centers of entrepreneurship in Detroit because of the tenant on its first three floors, Grand Circus, which was just selected this past fall as a tech hub by Google as part of its seven-city Google for Entrepreneurship network. But enough description. It is snowing heavily outside, so I'm heading in to meet the force behind this transformation, Damian Rocky.
I'm Damian Rocky. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Grand Circus. We've started Grand Circus because employers in Detroit are desperate for tech talent. And it's not just Detroit that we're seeing this. A number of markets around the country are really struggling to get great tech employees. And when I say tech talent, it's really broader than just coding related skills. I mean, even when you look at business and design, disciplines such as digital marketing, in the case of business, and user experience in the case of design are also skills that are highly sought after right now, and there aren't really great sources for learning those skills.
Damien, as you've been working on Grand Circus and then finally launching this past year, how would you say you've emulated the skills of entrepreneurship that you try and teach here at Grand Circus in some of your classes?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're asking is, is it important as an entrepreneur to, find a market need, a really pressing market need? And I think we found that before you kind of figure out how to fill it. I think the other thing that we've thought very hard about is, and which is also part of what an entrepreneur has to deal with, is like what assets or what strengths do you have, that make it possible for you to compete and sort of be more successful. And I think that's what we focused a lot on as well. So in our case, we've invested a lot of money in creating a beautiful space that really promotes, it's sort of a great place for inspiring people when they learn. And I think space is really important for that. It's also great for bringing people together and you know, helping these connections happen between co-founders or, you know, people looking for employees. So, and then as I said also, I mean, we're sort of tapped into, you know, the Detroit community through some of our partnerships. You know, all in, that's what we've really been focusing. Like, what is it that we can be doing to leverage some of the, you know, the assets or the advantages that we have in thinking about how to solve this market need?
That was Damian Rocky, CEO and co-founder of Grand Circus in downtown Detroit. Damian, thank you very much. This is Thane Richard for Startup Nation Radio.
All right, really interesting. Thane, we're going to come back after the break here, and we're going to talk a little bit about maybe what you learned. We've got Josh on the line as well, Josh Linkner, who pulled the trigger on making that investment. I want to know why. And I'll tell you, first of all, I can tell you one of the reasons why. I've had the privilege of meeting Damian. Really impressive guy, no doubt about it. That's a good jockey. All right, listen, you're listening to Startup Nation Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back. We've got Josh Linkner. We're going to talk a little bit about this great story Thane Richard just brought us on Startup Nation Radio. We'll be right back.